This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, you know, we've been watching what had happened with the Stoneman Douglas shooting. And today we are being told that Mr. Peterson, the ex-officer, is now in pretty, pretty big trouble. And he had failed. He's going to jail, from what we understand, because he failed to do anything during the shooting that killed 17 students, teachers, and staff. Now, Scott Peterson, according to an investigation, found that he did, quote, nothing, absolutely nothing to mitigate the mass shooting on February 14, 2018, according to Florida Department of Law Enforcement. And the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School was one of the largest school shootings we've seen. And it happened on a Valentine's Day when people thought there were maybe some fireworks going on, and the school only had one armed guard. And unfortunately for that school, the armed guard was not able to apprehend or stop the shooter. He was the only armed guard on campus. So he's been charged with 7 counts of felony neglect of a child for not doing more to protect students. He has also been charged with culpable negligence and perjury. So officials said Mr. Peterson failed to do the following. This is according to the New York Times. One, is he didn't go into the building during the shooting or investigate the source of the gunfire. So if you watch the video, now again, I mean, I don't know how edited the video is, but you see him notified. He and another staff member run to get the golf cart or the security car. And then it appears that they're racing down to the building, building 12. But then he takes his position and you just don't see him go in. Now, they said he had been trained that officers responding to an active shooter must immediately go confront the shooter and move directly and quickly toward known threat. But he didn't enter the 1200 building, or building number 12. So, people say, why? Instead, he retreated to another building nearby. He fled to a spot about 75 feet away, they say, remaining there during the entire incident. That's what the affidavit described as a position of increased personal safety. Now, again, when I first heard that this happened, I was like, well, was it because he was told to stand down or hold his position? Sorry if I don't know all the lingo. You know, because you see him go, you see him get ready, and, you know, you see him in pursuit. But yet, again, the video doesn't, you know, show his facial expression. But the two things that come to my mind is, A, was he told to wait because he's inexperienced and he'll just become another victim? Was he told to wait because police were on their way? Was it because the dispatcher, you know, didn't know what they were doing? Or did he freeze? Now, an affidavit quoted a student, Armand Borghi, who said that as shots were being fired, he looked out a window and saw Mr. Peterson and said, I just saw him standing on the side of the building with his gun drawn, not really doing anything. But then what makes this even weirder is he advised other law enforcement officers to remain away from the building. See, at 2:28 p.m., so this is now 7 minutes after the gunman entered the building, Mr. Peterson says over the radio, Broward, do not approach the 12 or 13 building. Stay at least 500 feet away at this point. Now, you see, this is where I'm kind of scratching my head, because if he froze and was trying to save his own life, why is he giving orders? I mean, unless people think he's in on it. I'm just wondering if he was told to do something. And now he's telling other people coming, do not approach the buildings and stay at least 500 feet away. So maybe he moved to that other location because he was told to move back. The problem is would that be covered up? I don't know. Again, I'm not trying to defend him, but either this guy is a real idiot, or he was following orders and now he's taking the fall. I just don't know. During the time Mr. Peterson remained outside the building, the gunman shot and killed six of his victims, including five students, wounded four others, according to the affidavit. Seven of those victims were students under the age of 18, and that's why Mr. Peterson has been charged with seven counts of felony neglect of a child. He's also charged with perjury for making a false statement that he did not hear any shots fired after he arrived at the building, except for the first two or three shots he heard, according to the affidavit. So then the next question I would have is then, if he perjured himself, then why, you know, why would you say that? Well, I didn't hear the shots. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but what is frustrating to me is our schools need to be guarded just like they do in Israel. I mean, you have military or military-grade officers, you know, manning their posts or womaning their posts, and more than one per whole entire campus. I mean, a high school is huge. A high school is like a little mini city or village, and you only have one officer? He was armed, but he did nothing. But then when he told other people to stay back, it just, to me, it sounds like he was given some sort of an order. And then that leads to the next question. If you're given an order by police to not enter and confront, and should you not do it? I mean, to me, if there's kids at risk, I'd be like, all right, I'm going in. But if you don't know what the heck is going on, and you're being told to stay back. And again, I'm not saying that's what happened. It's just what I have suspected this whole time is something like that. Because I just don't understand why he would turn around and then relay orders to other people. Who gave him that authority? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Tuning in, 1-877-DR-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I try to give you the latest in health news. I try to also give you my opinion on things. I try to answer your questions, address things that I see that come up on my feed, your questions, your tweets, and I usually preface or let you know when it's my opinion. I'll tell you, look, I'm going to tell you what I think about this, but this is how I feel. And so you guys should pretty much know when I'm interjecting my opinion versus when I'm reporting something. So when I'm reporting something, I usually tell you guys the source, ABC News, NBC, Daily Mail, I'll usually tell you. But I'm a journalist, and I have a responsibility, and I have a responsibility to not spread fake news. And fake news is becoming a bigger issue than you would imagine. Now, a lot of headlines are out there. I'm looking at Snopes.com that is talking about how Americans think fake news is a big problem and they blame politicians. Now, people think that fake news is owned by Donald Trump. And so if there's fake news, it's against the Democratic Party. But the Democrats are blaming the Republicans for fake news, too. And we're at the point now where half of U.S. adults consider fake news a major problem. And they mostly blame politicians and activists for it. You know, I, 2 days ago on social media, they were surfacing that Henry Winkler died. You know, the Fonz. Henry Winkler's not dead, thank God. But there's articles out there saying he died. Remember Chun Li from Pawn Stars? They said he died. These hoaxes of people dying. That's ridiculous. Can you imagine getting a call going, oh my gosh, thank God you're okay. I heard you were dead. Chun Li would be like, what? Henry Winkler would be like, hey. I'd be like, what? What the hell are you talking about? Then, yesterday, they were talking about All in the Family, Jean Stapleton, has died. I'm like, she died years ago. I loved her. I loved All in the Family. But I, what? So not only is fake news just something completely wrong, but they're bringing up old news, acting like it's today. You go, oh my gosh, I gotta tell everybody. And then they're like, but, you know, Dionne Warwick, there was a report that she had just died. She had died a few years back. So people are putting false, incorrect things all the time, and some of them unwittingly. They don't realize it. You know, people love being journalists. Non-journalists love being journalists. I was a non-journalist, and all of a sudden I became a journalist. I love it. So when there's news, oh my gosh, I want to let everybody know. There's like something about, you know, me, and it's not about being the first one to share it, but it just, I want to educate people. I want to let them know. There's a tornado, there's a shooting, there's a storm coming. I want to let people know, I want to educate. And there's a rush to that. Well, a majority believe that journalists have the responsibility of fixing it. They say differences in political affiliation are a major factor in how people think about fake news. They say Republicans are more likely than Democrats to also blame journalists for the problem. They say the question of how to deal with made-up or missing stories has embroiled politicians, civil rights organizations, tech companies. Why? Well, because the whole WikiLeaks and the misinformation campaigns by Russians and whatever. So the survey from Pew Research Center was released Wednesday, and it finds that 68% of U.S. adults believe fake news affects confidence in government institutions. They say misinformation was cited more often as a major problem than sexism, racism, illegal immigration, or terrorism. Now, the Pew Research typically left the definition of made-up news and information open-ended, but they say it's information that is intended to mislead the public. Now, the only problem with that is you might be reporting something. I have. I've reported things. And people will on my Facebook go fake news. And I'm like, no, it happened. I remember years ago, I was talking about how for Clostridium difficile, we would do poop transplants. We would transplant somebody else's stool, like from a husband or whatever, into your colon. And it would help fight Clostridium difficile. So a listener, I don't know if they called the station or emailed me, just livid, going, quit making stuff up. And I'm like, this is the source. I'm not making this up. And so my worry is being accused of fake news when it's a real story. And then people who are anti-vaccine are scared because they'll witness a side effect or think there was a side effect to a vaccine. They really believe that happened. And they want to tell people about it and inform people about it. But then they get accused of misinformation. And maybe it is misinformation. So then who is deciding what is true news and what's fake? Who is deciding if a vaccine side effect is really from the vaccine or was a coincidence? So what we're going to probably have to do, the only way to probably fix this from a political standpoint, is everybody's going to have to preface everything with, well, this is the opinion of the authors, or this is the opinion. And that everything you read is an opinion, either by NBC or ABC or CNN or Fox. That might, you know, but the problem is news is supposed to be what is happening in the world. If a country gets bombed, then tell us that. But news has changed. I don't know what station is out there that just gives you, all right, this happened here. Unemployment is, rate is 6.9. You don't have to say unemployment is up. You could just say unemployment rate is 4.2 or 6.9 or whatever. When you compare it to last year this time, it was 3.9 or so, whatever. I mean, then just give numbers, give facts. It's boring news that way. There's a storm coming to the Midwest. Storm may have tornadoes. There's a tornado warning issued. I mean, the Weather Channel, I suppose, doesn't really get too opinionated. I don't know. I don't really watch the Weather Channel. But I watch Fox News, and I watch CNN, and I watch MSNBC, and every time I turn it on, there's people giving their opinion. And I guess that sells advertisers. I don't know. I like Sean Hannity. I'm going to get to see him later this week. You know, real nice guy. Very, very smart guy. I love listening to him. You know, but again, he's not a newscaster. All right? I mean, he is a news personality. And so, do we, when it comes to news, do we need to draw the line and say, look, we don't want to affect your freedom of speech, but there's going to be opinion shows and then news shows. But I don't know. That could impinge somebody's freedom of speech. If somebody wants to report the news and go, oh, Trump's at it again, they have that right under our Constitution. I mean, every now and then I'll, talk about how much, I thought Obamacare stunk or stinks. I want to still be able to do that. So the finger pointing, 57% pointed the finger at political leaders and their staffs. 53% said activist groups bore responsibility. Oh, yeah, it's a weapon. Social media is a weapon. We could put stuff on social media. And we can manipulate people. We can convince people. We could, it's so powerful. If I want people to think I'm a real blonde and I'm skinny, I could put a picture of me using a different filter at a great angle and make people think that's what I am. We have that ability. So then the question is it all fake news? Are all our profile pictures fake news? I said it. Yes, I did. Oh, come on. Look at our profile pictures. Do any of us look like what we look like in our profile pictures? Please. I have a picture of one of my cats looking all cute and adorable. This cat, oh my God, there's nothing adorable about the cat. But there was a brief second where I caught the cat looking cute and I got the picture. Now, they say Republicans have been more likely to report, made-up news than Democrats. Pew noted that Republicans tend to be more skeptical about the media. Donald Trump, he'll call it when he sees it. If he thinks something was fake, he'll say it's fake. But then we have the problem of if something is true, is somebody saying, oh, that's fake news. If there was collusion or, Hillary screwed over Bernie Sanders. I mean, was that real news? Did that really happen? Or is somebody going to cry, oh, that's fake news? So we, I guess, have to define what is real news. The problem is even facts could be skewed. So if, let's say, somebody lost weight and they go, I lost 5 pounds. You're like, that's a fact. But if they lost 5 pounds after gaining 30, should they say actually gain 25 pounds? So even facts could be skewed. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Anytime, any place, any anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The former school safety officer charged for failing to confront the gunman in the Parkland, Florida school shootings, which left 17 people dead early last year, will stay in custody on $102,000 bail. A judge in Broward County issuing that order as Scott Peterson made a Wednesday morning court appearance charged with multiple counts of child neglect, culpable negligence, and perjury. A 15-month investigation revealed he retreated during the active shooting and also directed other cops to do the same.
And he needs to serve a lifetime in prison for not going in that day and taking down the threat.
That's the mother of one of the victims. Peterson does face a possible 96 years in prison. A private sector jobs report from ADP comes in way below expectations. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in employment news, and I'm getting this from thestreet.com, private employers have added jobs in May at, unfortunately, the slowest pace in nearly a decade. Meaning private employers may not be hiring as robustly as other. This is a new alarm for the U.S. economy. They start throwing their opinion in, so I need to stop wherever there's opinion. They're bringing in Trump. But they say the employers added a net 27,000 jobs during the month of May. That's according to the payroll firm Automatic Data Processing. Economists had forecast a gain of 185,000 jobs, according to FactSet. In April, the employers added 271,000 jobs, I guess, in total. So they say payroll growth was bound to slow in May following April's unexpected strength, but this is a much bigger slowdown than we expected. That's according to a chief economist at the forecasting firm Pantheon Macroeconomics. So the ADP report, they said, could serve as a preview for the U.S. Labor Department's official monthly report on national employment. They say investors are likely to scrutinize the official report for clues about the economy's trajectory. Everybody wants to kind of predict what's happening with the economy, as more Wall Street analysts and even Federal Reserve researchers warn that Trump's tariffs on China might drive up the cost of imported goods for U.S. consumers. There are also indications that some businesses are tempering expansion plans because of lack of clarity over how the trade dispute might be resolved. Okay, so we see what's happening with Mexico. We see what's happening with China. And as a doctor, sometimes you need to cut to cure. So I'm no economist. I was a business owner. Okay. I ran a business. I helped manage my family's finances. I'm an American and I'm a consumer. That's about the extent of my experience. And I've held multiple different jobs. Right? You know, different industries. I'm not going to have a good grasp on industry. But I don't have an MBA. I'm sorry, I don't. But I'm a doctor. And in medicine, if you see something coming around the bend, you want to try to stop it early. So, for example, if you see a cut on somebody, you want to maybe start an antibiotic or start a treatment or debride it, cut off the dead tissue. Because you can predict that pretty much it's going to worsen. There's going to be much more of an infection. And so you might sometimes have to take a step back to go two steps forward. Two steps forward, one step back. Right? Paula Abdul. So you have a gallbladder. A gallbladder is starting to be inflamed, starting to be necrotic. So to prevent somebody from dying from a gallbladder, you got to cut into them. You got to cut some vessels, cut some ducts, take that gallbladder out. And somebody could say, but no, don't go in and cut. We don't know if the gallbladder is going to kill them. We're like, there's a problem. The person has an issue. The person has pain. We're going to jump in. We're going to do something. So here we are, and we've been talking about the economy, which it doesn't matter what field you're in, it affects you. And we're going to be hitting some hard times in this next decade. I don't care who the president's going to be. Even if it's Trump, I don't think he's going to be able to handle what's going to come. And a lot of employers, not to mention, and a lot of news outlets are talking about how, oh, the economy is not that good. I was just talking to somebody the other day. You know how, you know, I like what Trump's doing. I like the economy. The economy is stronger than it was, you know, during the Obama years. And they were like, really? The economy's good? Really? So you have a lot of non-believers. They think the economy is bad. You have people like me who I think right now it's good, but it's temporary. Because we've got that trifecta coming, which I always bring up. Automation displacing jobs. Commercial real estate becoming glutted because stores don't need to have storefronts. They could sell online, or they're forced to sell online because they can't afford holding big, huge air conditioning and employed buildings. And then you have baby boomers moving out of their single family residences and not a lot of millennials really excited about buying new homes. So we have a residential glut, a commercial glut, commercial real estate glut, and then we have automation. And then you start to hear more and more, well, this person got sued, and there's this labor dispute, and there's this class action lawsuit, and then this Me Too movement. Even though I support the Me Too movement, you have a lot of employers going, look, I don't want to be accused of sexual harassment. I don't want to be accused of violating labor laws. Absolutely. Whatever we can automate, let's automate. The less people here, the better. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're just overreacting. You know, we're not seeing less people hired. Well, here we are. Private employers aren't really that enthusiastic about hiring people. That was it? Just 27,000 positions in 1 month for the whole entire country? That doesn't sound very good. Now, bigger firms have a little bit more cushion. They have a little bit more protection. But we're not seeing a very robust and enthusiastic hiring right now. Now, true, we're coming into the summer. Summer starts to slow down. For some areas, you're going to have big tourism. I bet a lot of people are going to Maine. I think a lot of people are going to, you know, Hawaii, Alaska. They may be going up north. Still a lot of people headed to the beach. So there still should be tourism shifts in hiring. So now we have these arguments of, well, what's Trump doing with Mexico and what is Trump doing with China? Well, if China is not really helping us strengthen our position with the economy because they're undercutting our prices, why are we allowing them to still continue to do that? If we need to later manufacture here in the U.S. and not allow some other country to undercut us, then maybe we need to start working on that now before things get bad. Same thing with Mexico. Before the economy takes a sink, and it will, ask them to stop to, you know, do a better job of preventing illegal immigration. If we're not going to have enough jobs for our Americans, then we need to have a more methodical approach of people coming into this country and needing jobs. Oh, well, that's not very popular, and, you know, it's going to, you know, tick people off and hurt people at the polls. I look at it as thinking ahead. We're going to be in trouble. And you don't want to be desperate in a desperate situation where none of us have jobs. And trust me, if we end up coming into another Great Depression and you have American citizens wanting jobs and illegal immigrants wanting jobs, and dreamers wanting jobs, you might see a shift at the polls where people are like, whoa, 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 whoa. Those of us that have been here for life and paid our taxes and are actual citizens of this country, we should get first dibs on the job. Everybody else should get help from their home country. Americans can't go to Mexico for help. They have to go to America for help. But then the question lies, well, do illegal immigrants get help from Mexico? They come to America because we do help everybody, which is something really, really cool that we do. But we can't help everybody when we can't help ourselves. If we all have jobs and the economy's good, hell yeah, spread the wealth. But that's not going to be our future. You know, this antibiotic resistance, people are so mad. I just got ripped out a new one because somebody started a cold yesterday, wanted an antibiotic. And we're not supposed to give antibiotics for colds. Colds are viruses. And they got mad. I used to get an antibiotic. I used to get a Z-Pak. Well, in medicine, we know we are going to have a major issue with superbugs, and we are trying to stop that by it's going to hurt now. You're not going to get an antibiotic when you get a cold. You're going to have to live with that cold for 7 to 10 days. I don't know why the Z-Pak made colds feel better. I don't think people are lying when they say they felt better with the Z-Pak. Maybe it was placebo. Cold shouldn't go away the same day you take a Z-Pak, but people claimed it did. So you see how people are going to be unhappy if we're trying to do good later on. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, this is really stupid. Have you guys seen the latest of the challenges? Well, apparently what is happening is adults are putting children into garbage bags, then using a vacuum hose to suck out the air. Are you kidding me? And so the kid is giggling. I have this on my Facebook and Twitter. Kids are giggling as because the rubber, well, the plastic, I should say, the plastic, just surrounds them and gets really, really tight and basically asphyxiates their pores. And what happens is you topple over. And when you topple over, everybody's like, oh, my God, this is so funny. Ha, ha, ha. And you almost see in the video parents doing this to their kids. A parent will put their kid in a plastic bag and suck out the air. Now, their head is outside of the bag. But when the little three-year-old or four-year-old decides to do it with their friend, how safe do you think that's going to be? So we've had a bunch of challenges out there. Remember, what did we have? We had, let me just go through some of them. One of the latest was the Shell On Challenge, where teens will Snapchat videos of themselves eating fruit skin, cardboard boxes, and plastic bags containing their food. You see some guy practically barf after eating, like, a cereal box. Then you have the Boiling Water Challenge, where kids would drink boiling water from a straw or have it poured all over their body. Then you had the Fire Challenge, where you pour rubbing alcohol on the body, and then you set yourself or your friend on fire. A video records the victim running into a tub or shower to wash it off. We talked about how a 12-year-old girl from Detroit participated in this challenge, underwent multiple surgeries to repair burns, afflicting close to 50% of her body. Multiple cases of, quote, fire challenge have been reported over the years, including a 12-year-old boy from Georgia as well. And you are looking at pictures of people with beautiful skin lighting themselves on fire. But one of the stupidest ones was the Tide Pod Choking Challenge, where you, or actually, no, the Tide Pod Challenge was different. Yeah, the Choking Challenge, where students would suffocate themselves to get high or suffocate each other. And then the Tide Pod Challenge is where you would put those little pods into your mouth, hoping they wouldn't burst. The Cinnamon Challenge is where you would inhale kitchen spices and cough until you puke. Condom Challenge is one of my favorites. It's where people would stick a condom in their nose and then pull it out of their mouth. So dangerous. Or you would fill a condom of water and then drop it on your friend's face. So, you know, we talk about teenagers and how, you know, eager for attention many of them are. And people will see others who, I always hear stories like this. You know, they go, Dr. Dahlia, get back on YouTube, get back on YouTube. And I know, I need to put some stuff on YouTube. I know, it's out there, and I have a lot of educational videos and stuff. I know. But they say, gosh, you know, this person makes so much money on YouTube, or he becomes famous on YouTube. You got a YouTube, you got a YouTube. And you will hear of cases of people having very interesting, very creative sort of niches. And they get millions of followers. And advertisers are watching for these people. And they're like, well, wait a second. You know, if this person, if, you know, I don't know. I heard of somebody who rubs their nails on certain things at a grocery store. And it's like, whoa, so popular. I have to look it up. I don't know who that is. But I think it's somebody's. I was talking to the mom. And the mom said her daughter does this and has millions of followers. And so other people hear this and go, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, you know what? This might shake things up. You know, I talk about the economy a lot on the show, and I say it's all related to health, and people are like, well, I kind of get it. Well, this is exactly why. You know, we opened the show a couple hours ago with, you know, what happens if you have a jerk boss? What happens if you're at risk for losing your job, et cetera, et cetera? Well, some people say, you know what? I'm going to become famous. I'll come up with that Friday song or something, whatever. And I'll become famous. But the funny thing is most people that do that, they still can't quit their day job. Most of the time, you cannot quit your day job. You know, we remember there was that actor from The Cosby Show, great actor, who was at Target, and somebody videotaped him, you know, working at Target. You know, after a while, the money goes. You know, people in show business, they really suffer from a lot of mental illness because they hit a point where they're popular and they have bodyguards and they have to live in a safe area. But fans will follow you for years, even when you're not popular anymore. And so if you can't afford the bodyguard, if you can't afford the apartment on the Upper East Side, right, or West Side, or, you know, if you can't afford the gate, and now you're freaked out that the stalker will get you. You know, people will threaten your life. People will, you know, say they want to rape you. People will say they want to watch you. Or some people say they love you and they want to take you somewhere and where no one will find you. So things get said to people like that all the time. And you're like, okay, well, wait a second. You know, hopefully I still have this job where I can, you know, make sure I can protect myself. And then you don't make money anymore. You don't get any more acting jobs. You don't cut any more records or albums or singles. So you got to work. Got to still support yourself. But they can't. And they also don't want people thinking that they were a has-been. If they want to get back into it, they need to show that they still got it. And you see people make comebacks. People make huge comebacks. Britney Spears made a comeback. Now she's having some issues again. Robert Downey Jr. made a comeback. You see some of these actors where you're like, well, the guy from The Waltons, he's on Billions now. He's making a comeback. So these people, they're making comebacks all of a sudden. And you're like, that's what I want to be. I got to look like I'm still out there. So I got to dress the part. I got to look successful. Well, yeah, but if you don't have the money. You know, it's interesting. You hear doctors and lawyers and, you know, business people say, well, you know what? I got to have a fancy car because people won't want to go to a doctor or a lawyer or a, you know, financial analyst if they think we're poor. And I looked at it different. If I saw a doctor who had a Lamborghini, that would turn me off. Now, mind you, I love Lamborghinis. Oh, my gosh. I mean, my dream car is a Lambo. All right? But if I saw my doctor pull up in a Lambo or a Bentley or a Rolls Royce, I would be so turned off. If I saw my doctor roll up in a Jeep, roll up in a Toyota, in a Ford truck, in a Dodge Ram, he's my guy. Or she. Because that means they put their priorities, that means they align more with my priorities. Now, if I saw my doctor pull up and it was a beat-up car that looked 30 years old, I would wonder a little bit, are they being too frugal, and are they going to be too frugal with my health and with the amount of gauze or anesthetic they're going to use? You know, but having a dependable car, a Toyota or American-made car, now a lot of them are American-made, you got me. Doesn't have to be fancy. So, you know, these challenges are scary stuff. And just because you're a parent and you're performing it doesn't mean it's safe because the kids can try to reproduce it themselves. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.